Listen, I'm deeply into living. I was made to live. I've really apologized to God for that many times, and he's reminded me I met you that way when you've been crazy. I need to live. I don't do anything casually or half-hearted. I'm dramatic, crazy, out of my mind, living. I'd be the guy who ran the car 300 miles down to the water and said, glory to God, just as I hit it. I love the idea. But all of that wrapped up in me doesn't invite anyone to Christ. It's your opinion, my opinion, hearsay, comment, an old book. I don't care how sincere you are, never forget what the prophet in the Old Testament said. They will not be impressed by your righteousness and your good life. But my blessing on you, that will blow them away. And what is the blessing? I'm going to give you houses and lands and mothers and sisters and brothers, and I'm going to prosper you and bless you. And they're going to say, I tell you what, I thought he was an interesting kind of guy. There's something about you very unique and intriguing. You're special. But I didn't know what that meant till I met the rest of you when you took me to church last Sunday. But there sat 112,000 people. All as crazy as you. You know what I believe, Connie, is the greatest display of the love of God in the house of God? Listen to this, and it's all biblically provable, that in our love, we don't treat people the way the world treats one another. They are practicing the knowledge of good and evil, and they're into condemnation and judgment. I'll tell you what, you are no different than a lost person if you don't know how to forgive. You're no different than a lost person if all you can do is criticize. You're no they can do that too, but what they can't do is forgive you from their hearts. What they can't do is find someone who deserves all of the wrath of life and society on them, and you just say, we love them, we forgive them, we embrace them. Religion has it the wrong way around. They are proud of their high, cruel, hard standards, and they're wicked to each other, and the world does the same thing. They say, you got nothing we don't have. And what's more, I drive a nicer car than you, and I live in a bigger house than you, and I make more money than you. But when they come into the house of God, and they see us living the way the Trinity lives, in inseparable union by love, in a perfection in our treating one another, they say, my God, he's got to be alive. No one could act the way you guys do and treat one another the way you do. I mean, you try to be nice with me, you and I was like this, you know. What do you want? But in this house, I don't say, Gary, what do you want? I receive the love of Christ from you, sir. And they say, my God, that's a test. And our testimony isn't what a nice guy you are. You don't smoke dacha, you don't do this. And I'm glad you don't, because idiots do. But I'll tell you what, our testimony is this. When Jan talks about you and says something terrible about you, we still love her and turn the other cheek. When Randall rips your wallet off and you catch him after, and you open his briefcase, there are four or five or six people's wallets in there. We hold him in our arms and say, my brother, I don't know what trouble you're having. How much money did you say you need? You got five wallets there. I better give you some money. What's your problem, buddy? I love you and I believe in you. And this is not you. You are new creation. That's love. Well, he deserves to get life for that. I got news for you, honey. Jesus got life for you.
Hallelujah.
And if I don't treat you that way, I'm like those going to hell in their blindness and their darkness and their fear and in their hate. And so what does he say? We saw in our reading in John 13, 34 and 35, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. It's a new commandment, not a 10 commandments. As I have loved you, you love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. That's not just a cheap little pinch of bum love. The world can do that. As long as the world can copy the love you're living by, it isn't Jesus love. It isn't powerful love. It isn't life-changing love. And I can get it from a whore. I don't need your church. If you forgive me the way the devil treats his crowd, I don't need that. But if when I come into that midst, you put your arms around that alcoholic and you say, buddy, I want to first of all tell you God loves you, and I love you so much I can hardly even describe it. And I want to pray for you now, and you're going to get delivered and set free, and I'm going to put you in a course of life and hope, and God is going to help you. We're going to love you all the way. But what if I make a mistake? Well, we will. None of us will notice, I promise you, because we're all recovering mistakes. Love in action in the house. Rest your glory on me. That's what he's talking about. That's the glory they can't copy, and you'll get tired of that. That's his giving it if you don't have the love of God in you. You can do it in a good moment. You can even do it 2 or 3 times, but do it when you're feeling bad and the world has just kicked you in the nose. Do it, my friends, when your life's falling apart and someone, as they say, just done you dirty, and walk in Calvary love, and they'll say, you know, you've got no reason to be rejoicing whatsoever. You didn't have to be that kind to me. We're too good at giving swift, lousy quips back to people. You're like a chihuahua that someone stood on his foot. That's not Christianity. There's no glory. There's no God in that. My neighbors who are lost are just like that. Yeah. Yeah. When my wife and I first got married, our neighbor right here was a Jehovah's Witness. Oh boy, and were they. And her and I'd go in the street and have it out. I didn't know yet back then what would win them. Right. Just come one church and try to resist the open, without mixture, genuine from the heart of God, love that flows through us towards one another, and have a cup of that stuff and see if you can get it anywhere else. So I'll say 4 things and then finally get to my message. First of all, and by the way, this was the prayer of Jesus. He said that the love with which you love me, Father, may be in them and I in them. That is the desire of Jesus, that the love that's in me, that you have for me, would be in them.